Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Before we went on break, I made a comment that I'm going to tell you, as I did on August 30th show, I'm going to tell you about the differences in the 10 black men, 10 white men, and 10 Spanish men. I'll tell you to do a survey, do a report, however you want to figure out if you know. Do it on a smaller scale, pick 3-3-3 or whatever you want to. However you want to do it to come up with the numbers you come up with. And I say this because where I'm from, men pick women based on their curves. This is an unfortunate thing, but I'm going to tell you this. When I was in college, or you can also do a little survey yourself. If you ask other races of people, where did you guys meet? You'll get, we met at a Save the Dolphin rally. Oh, where'd you guys meet at? Oh, we met at a protest that they were having. Where did you meet? Oh, we met in college. That's not the case where I'm from. Where I'm from, guys, you know, they get these loud systems in their car and they patrol the streets in search of a woman with the largest ass they can find. And that's the only requirement now. That's the only requirement. And they meet these women and then they say, well, this is it. This is the brag all of bragging right here. I got it. Oh my goodness. 5'5" with thick thighs. You know, heard the songs. And they build a life with these women. They build a family with these women. Only to then, later on in life, they say, well, wait a minute. That girl over there got a butt big as my girlfriend's, but she got a college degree. Man, there's something's wrong. Now they're looking at their woman like all of a sudden this woman doesn't fit the bill anymore. As I stated, where I'm from. So if you do a study and you see however you want to do it, you'll see that a lot of other races of men pair up with a woman that better suits them. It's the reversal of just what a woman does. It's the same thing. But today we're talking about the no-good women that men pick. Because I end up getting these guys calling the League of Dads more than anything. I get these guys calling me up thinking that I'm a pump my fist. And I'm going to help these guys up from their tragic nightmare that they're living. So if you do a study, you'll see that A lot of relationships where I'm from now, notice the way I say that, they're off balanced. It doesn't seem to match. It goes both ways, but today we're talking about the men. It's off balanced. And this is probably a show that all the good women need to hear. But it's off balanced. A lot of men, they need that, they call them hood rats where I'm from. I got a hood rat. People, I assure you, if the woman I am dealing with got rat anywhere in her name, I would not be dealing with her. But this is the choice. This is the hoorah of all hoorays where I'm from. I'm going to go into another topic. I'm going to give you one more example, but I'm going to give you a just my thoughts. I'm going to go into a just my thoughts because I want to get that in there because I'm actually going to finish the show out with the last segment. I'm going to give you my thoughts on anyone that speaks, because I speak a lot, and the people that it offends. I was talking to an individual that was offended by my August 30th show. It, by the way, it's not the reason why I'm doing a reverse of this show. But I'm going to say something to help people speak. Because if you were offended by my August 30th show, don't tell me about it. Because all I'm going to do is call you stupid. I'm going to call you a bum. I'm going to just say you're just flat out dumb. That's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm going to do. All right. This is a fair warning. And let me tell you why. I talked to a couple of women that was offended by my August 30th show. And I'm still stuck on, if anybody can tell me how you could be possibly offended by that show, please drop me an email. And that email is theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. I'm not understanding how you could be offended by that show. But I had a woman say that she was offended by that show because a lot of other type of individuals have problems. As to say, well, the other individual got problems, so I'm going to choose a no good individual. So basically what I told that individual is, when I was told I was offended by that show, I said, well, yeah, you would be. You would be offended by it. So I basically told her that next time you ever hear anybody talk something about black women, for that moment, pretend you're a white woman or Spanish or you're an alien from another planet. Because I can go to a Klan meeting and hear them talk about black people like a dog. It will not offend me at all. It will not, because I know it doesn't apply. And people, that is the grand reason. That is the reason why I can do what I do, meaning listen to anybody speak and let them speak and not get offended. Whenever, if you ever get offended by what someone is saying, meaning in a help talk or a show for that matter that had so much balance, I think the August 30th show had a lot of balance, then something is wrong with you. As I stated, I was offended by the comment, all good black men are either gay or in jail. I was offended by that because the woman left no balance. She just said it and was talking, went on and said, oh, la, 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 like it was like that's the statement wasn't going to get up. No one was going to oppose that comment. But as I said to this individual, you would get offended. And I basically said, because you're a black woman, you would get offended. I said, but I'm not understanding. I asked this individual, where did she grow up? And she didn't grow up in my neighborhood. I ultimately killed the conversation. I ultimately stabbed her little stupid ego in the heart. And I said, well, I asked her, did you listen to the whole show? She replied, yes, I did. I said, I must have said, well, I'm from at least 10 times. And where are you from? Right. You're not from Newark, New Jersey. People, what I'm saying to you is the best people that can make a case about that August 30th show is the residents of Newark, Irvington, and East Orange, New Jersey. That is where I'm from. That's where I'm from. Don't live there now. But you can't call me from Virginia Beach, mad as all hell, sending me emails like you want to kill me. If it applies to where you're from, hey, so be it. But I specifically said where I'm from. Just like that, with a high pitch in the middle and bring it down low. Where I'm from. And this woman called me up. So my thought is, people, whenever you're invited to a forum to listen, if you want to give a comment to anything, don't give a personal comment. If you get offended by anything said and you react off of being offended, then you will never, ever give a true answer back to that question or whatever that was asked. I'm going to throw this in right quick. I'm going to give it 2 minutes. I was watching ID Discovery. They were talking about a woman that had sex with three guys. She was telling them, come on. She had some alcohol. She was egging them on. She was saying, come on. When they was penetrating her, she was grabbing them. All this stuff. Somebody, and they recorded it. Somebody got a hold of the tape. She was loving it when it was happening. Her parents were saying, oh, my God, they raped her. But she was enjoying it. She liked it. Now, everybody has an opinion about that. Fact of the matter is, she was saying on there, I'm a porn star. Okay. And your only view, I wish I would have had the of enjoying it. She put the pillow under her head, and she was loving it. Well, we're going to side with the woman because she's a woman. And those three guys are bad. There was a believing, there were believers that she was raped. There was when she was telling them, come on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to end the show with another last thing that I was talking about. I'm going to throw this one more out there. I'm going to be real quick about this. This is the biggest one that goes on with relationships where I'm from, and it happens a lot, but I'm basically talking about where I'm from. Men that tell their women, you don't have to work. You don't have to work. For every woman that hears that, I'm going to tell you right now, a man only says that because he wants power and control over you. You will be his welfare client. You will be dependent on this individual. When I hear my own mom say there was a time when, you know, your father, I wasn't working. You know, I kind of was glad that she came out of that during her marriage with my father. But the worst thing that a woman could accept from a man is a man saying, you don't have to work. We're not living in the 50s, 60s anymore. I assure you, if you look at actual photos of the neighborhood where you live right now, and no, go to a daycare center where you live at, and I'm sure if you was to go to the Hall of Records about businesses that was registered at that address back in the 50s, I'm almost sure that it wasn't a daycare center, meaning there's a lot more daycares to compensate for parents. Both parents at work wasn't like that back in the day. So for whatever reason, a man, especially when he's struggling, you know, can't really afford these, the pleasure of having you stay home with ease. That's what it's for. But for you men that think it is good to have the woman stay home and the woman not work, right off the bat, you will be married, excuse me, you will be married to that woman's financial welfare for a very long time if the relationships go south. Let me say that again a lot clearer this time. If you are with a woman, married to that woman or have kids with a woman that you deemed it not necessary for her to work, when that relationship goes south, I assure you that you will be responsible for, number one, if you're married, you will be responsible for her financial well-being for a very long time. And if it's just kids involved, you will be paying a lot more in child support if that woman decides that's the way she wants to go. You will be, because that woman has absolutely no income. When it's time for a divorce, you can't just put the woman out. You now got to continue to do that. The union of marriage, I guess it should be understood before you have a before you decide to say I do. And you need to understand the 100% financial accountability for that child in case that relationship goes south. Hey, listen, I thank you all for listening to the show. And as always, I end the show with this. We shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next week, y'all.